I've just been out of town, and what I've been doing is I've been going with my wife to take care of her mother. And her mother is living in her own home, and she's 101 and going on 102.
Oh, my goodness. Centennial. That's excellent. Hey, she's lived forever. She's doing really good. I hope she keeps it up.
Well, we all do. We all do. Because she's the last mother we have left, VE3LTP.
Yeah, I understand you on that one. Are you in the GTA area?
I almost have to say I'm afraid so. I'm very much in the GTA area. I'm right near the St. Clair West subway station.
Tango, Echo, Tango.
Oh, I know where you are now. Yes, okay. Yeah, I'm out here in Scarberia. I know where the St. Clair West is pretty good. St. Clair West subway station. Oh, yes, okay. Yeah, I went through that every day there for about 15 years, up and down on the train. All day long I went up and down there, 15 years.
Yeah, I know, William. You weren't quite passing under my house, but pretty close.
VE7LLZ.
Cars, buses, and then subway trains. And, it's, the Wychwood Yards that I used to work out on for these streetcars, it's a park right now. I went down one day to have a little look at the yards and thought, what the heck is this? And it's a park. So they tore the yards down and left the front part of the barns up with a little bit of history on them. Well, that was rather odd.
Yeah, that's true. I go by there every now and again. But, I didn't really realize that it was ever a functioning part of the TTC.
Oh, yeah. I started there in 73, and I drove streetcars up there, I guess, probably 2 years, I guess. I switched between buses and streetcars from 73 to 76, 77, something like that. Then I transferred up to Wilson Division. That's where I retired out of there in 2003. Had about 30 years in it, so that's enough. And I was gone. And it's funny. I don't remember a whole lot about that job now. I think back that I did 30 years on there. I said, well, it's a good job while I had it. And, very interesting. Dealing with people is what it was. That was the fun part.
Dealing with people can be a challenge at times. I think it's generally easier to deal with machines.
You're right. It's easier. It is easier. Absolutely. Don't give me no back talk. But, I always figure it's fun talk to people and, I got the gift of gab sometimes, and people say I talk too much, but it's too bad. That's who I am. But I always thought it was fun to go and talk to people and, keep them happy if I could. I just have conversations with them about anything at all, basically, and make them feel happy when they drive along. Make me feel good, too.
I would say that, being able to talk to people is a skill. And I'm sure it's a useful skill when you're driving the bus or running the TTC or when you have to deal with problems. Also a great addition when you're on ham radio, VE3LTP.
Entirely different than the world was back in the early 70s and 80s and all that, apparently. I take a look and I get on these, the vehicle and go for a ride. And they lock themselves up with a little door, a little cab when they're driving the buses, the streetcars, whatever. They got very little interaction with the public anymore. Back when I was down there, you had a street guide with you, and if people want to know where you're going, that or how to find a street, you look it up for them, or you give it to them and say, well, here, quick, take a quick peek and give me back the book. But now, there's, I would think they might have little maps in the area that show up on that route for people to look at to find out where they're going. It could be on the bus. I'm not really sure.
That's true, but, you know, a lot of things have happened, and I hate to say it, and I don't want to get into too much on ham radio, but the world's not what it used to be, and there's a lot more crazy people out there. And, you know, I've had some pretty bad experiences, mainly at the Bathurst subway station.
Yeah, I've that Bathurst street car went in there in the Bathurst bus and the Vaughan Road bus. I used to drive them all the time as far as that goes. The Bathurst street car from Bathurst down to Fleet and back up again over the exhibition. It, I guess it's gotten worse over the years. Don't know why, but it has been apparently.
Roger, Roger. Well, we had a very exciting episode here a couple days ago. It seems that somebody torched a car just north of me here on the street.
Well, that sounds interesting. Out of curiosity, do you have any knowledge on small engines? Not changing the subject a little bit here. Any knowledge on small engines, old stuff?
You know, I know a lot of stuff about a lot of things. But one of the things that I know very, very little about is any kind of engines or automotive stuff. You know, I know more about electronics and all kinds of other things, but not not small engines.
Yeah, I've got a hobby there. It's small engines. The newest I got, they're around 1950, but I've got an old Gibson tractor and another lawn tractor, a guard tractor with a motor wheel in it called a Kincaid. And I've been trying to find someone out there, someplace on the net that might have some knowledge on the Kincaid. Because I'm looking for certain parts for the darn thing. Can't find it so far.
I can understand that. You know, if you find the right person, and maybe that's a big if, but there may be some people who, you know, remanufacture these parts for these old engines.
So this Kincaid I've got, it's, if you go and Google it, 1942 Kincaid Model L. The walk-behind guard tractor. The motor's inside the wheel. And I acquired this a couple of years back. And I'm still looking for the proper carburetor, magneto, and the engine shroud for it as well. And I've had no luck the last couple of years trying to find this stuff here so that, you know, I can get it completed and running, have it for the steam shows.
Yeah, I would have to say I'm not even familiar with that make. Was that made in Canada, the 3LTP?
No, I believe that was possibly Wisconsin, I'm not sure. I think if I were to go to that area, I could probably find a bunch of them up there sitting in the weeds and farm fields and stuff like that. But, they weren't a very popular tractor, I don't think, but back when they were out, anything that would help make the job a little easier on the farm and all that, rather than you do it by hand or walking behind a horse or something like that, I think it didn't matter who made it. If it's mechanical and did the same job, I think that's a big help for people in the small backyard farms and that.
You may be right there. There's probably a pile of them somewhere. Do you have a truck or something to transport these things?
VA3WBZ4ID. I have a trailer, a little 4x8 trailer. I load it up and I do a couple of trips every year going up to Cookstown and also go to Milton to a show there and one down at Shirkston, I think. It was done by St. Catherine's area down there. And I do a little trip down there, maybe two trips. Usually I go down on a Thursday, take my equipment with me and set it up, then go back on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Monday I usually tear it down and come back home with everything, two trips.
Okay, very good. So do you have a shed or something to keep these things in? V3LTP for ID.
Yeah, I got a little shed there in the back. My Gibson tractor, I leave it on a trailer covered up with a tarp. And the Kincaid, I just leave it outside by the house there, all wrapped up as well. Keep it out of the elements as much as I can. Unfortunately, I don't have a large piece of property or a large barn that can keep things in, but, is what it is.
Sure, well, you got to make do with what you got.
I'm going to have to say 7-3 for my friend. We'll chit-chat you later on. Got to go for a little walk down the hallway here. And we'll talk to you later on then. This is VA3WBZ back to VE3LTP.
Nice to run into you again on the air, William, and I won't keep you from your mission. VE3LTP clear.
3.